Welcome to the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. One of the questions people ask when they are on the verge of inviting chickens to live in their backyard is, what breed of chicken should I get? I take the same view towards chicken breed preferences that I do towards people who are excessively concerned with cat or dog breeds. There are some very striking physical qualities that are unique to certain breeds, but in terms of temperament, I believe the variation is more about the individual bird than it is about their breed. Chicken lovers love to make generalizations about breeds and personalities, but you also will have a hard time finding two chickeny folk who have the same opinion, and they all love to talk about the many exceptions they encounter. Well, I had this chicken who was an X breed, but he did this or that, and isn't that surprising? Egg-laying habits, or broodiness, which means how often they decide to try to hatch an egg, can be determined by breed, and definitely play into how affectionate or handleable a bird is. But even that is subject to a large degree of individual variation, so breed really doesn't make that big of a difference. On the other hand, I will admit that chickens are beautiful creatures, and it's not hard to understand why a person may decide they really want to be able to look out their window and see a Polish or other crested breed strutting around their yard with their distinctive umbrella of feathers, in the case of a cock, or a hen with the powder puff head. And that's just one example. However, I still really believe that the most important thing is to get the chicken you plan to raise from a reputable source, one that you know treats their animals well. I know from experience that sometimes it can seem easier to get your first chicks from a pet store or large commercial breeder, but in most cases, it's not that much more trouble, but much more satisfying to find and work with a small-scale or hobby breeder. A small-scale breeder might specialize in a particular breed, or they might raise hybrids. Either way, they're likely to tell you that their chickens have the best genetics in the region. The important thing isn't so much the breed as it is that you'll be supporting small-scale farming and a humane and respectful approach to raising chickens. However, one breed characteristic that can be very important when it comes to backyard chickens is size. If you're like me and you have a relatively small yard, say 1,000 or 1,500 square feet, you may want to consider a smaller breed. Most breeds come in two versions, full size and bantam, or banty, which has all the same physical characteristics, but is 1/5 to 1/4 the size. Many full size varieties may weigh as much as 8.5-pound hen or 11-pound cock, where the banty version would be 1.5 or 2-pound hen and a rooster no more than 3 pounds. There are also a few breeds known as true bantams, and those are small chickens that have no large size counterpart. Examples are Burmese, Rosecomb, Seabrat, or the old Dutch Bantam, which is said to have been developed by peasants to provide small eggs in a time when the law stated that all or some large eggs were to go to the lord of the manor. It's also worth noting that at that time in history, chickens laid relatively few eggs per year as compared to contemporary birds. However, contemporary Dutch tend to lay more eggs than other banties, so it's possible that they were always ahead of the curve. The most obvious advantage of keeping banties, as opposed to full-size breeds, in a small backyard is they will have proportionately more space. It will be easier for you to house and handle them, and they also are less likely to entirely destroy your garden if they manage to get in unsupervised at a time when your seedlings are vulnerable. A disadvantage is that banties are less intimidating to any stray cats that might wander onto your property. Almost no cat will mess with a full-sized chicken, but the balance of power between banties and cats is a little too even for my tastes. Still, banties do tend to be better flyers and have a better chance of fleeing an attack. And of course, some might consider it a disadvantage that banties will lay smaller eggs. Personally, I find a couple of small backyard eggs more than adequate for a good breakfast. One of the birds living in my backyard goes by the name of Quincy and is of a breed I mentioned earlier, the Seabrat. That breed was developed by Sir John Seabrat early in the 1800s. It's the only breed of chicken named for an individual. Surprisingly, Quincy lays eggs that are very nearly the same size as the eggs laid by the two hens that are 35 to 50% larger than her. Sometimes I do wonder if the day will come when some government entity will start demanding a portion of the eggs from my backyard. So I kind of think of it as insurance that I've got small egg layers. If you have comments or questions or suggestions for other shows, please email me at sagebrush@radioboise.org. If you record the message in your own voice and send it to me in MP3 format, I just might play it on my next show. Bucky Bacaw, signing off. I had a good time. Bucky Bacaw's Backyard Chicken Broadcast was produced by the Sagebrush Variety Show with support from Boise Community Radio and the Green Institute.